vividly. Yes, I was based at Watervale at the time, and the sirens went off late morning, and we didn't see home for about 3 days.
Chris, how old were you when you fought those fires back on Ash Wednesday?
I was 23 in that year, and I joined when I was 16, because in those days the CFS centre was quite often the social hub of the small town.
So you were pretty young when you joined, 16. What was that like? What made you decide you wanted to join?
Well, we lived in a very small town. There wasn't much after the hotel shut at 6 o'clock, although I wasn't allowed to drink in those days. But no, it was just the major hub of the town.
Pretty young as well. I'm 23 as well. Can't really imagine fighting a fire of that scale that young.
Oh, you were trained, not as well as today, but you just did it. It was part of a team.
We hear of how quick the Victorian fires happened. They just flashed through. Was it similar here?
No, it took all day to burn, most of the afternoon probably, to burn the extent it did. No, it didn't go near as fast, but a wind change saw it swing in an L-shaped paddock, a pattern, and burn probably another few thousand hectares.
Had you ever seen anything like that before?
No, not at that stage.
What do you remember about it so vividly?
Being burnt over at least twice, and just being unable to do anything. Very much like the Victorian fires, but not as ferocious, no. But yeah, we just couldn't do a thing with the equipment we had in that day. We all had our own home-built trucks at that stage, and there were a lot of farm fire units as well.
So what's the feeling like? Is it just a feeling of overwhelmingness? Or?
I don't think you really notice it on the actual at the time, because you're concentrating on so much on what you're doing. It's the aftermath, once you've got it under control, and then the days after when you can see nothing but black and everything's quiet, and yeah, that's when it hits home.
So how long did they last for?
The actual fire probably went only for the full afternoon. We had it pretty well under control by nightfall, but we patrolled for weeks after that. It actually went out, or mainly went out, because we had flooding rains about 3 days after the fire. And washed everything into dams, contaminated dams, but we were out for quite some time after that.
It sounds like pretty crazy weather if you've got that happening just after fires.
Well, it was. It always is when you've got that sort of conditions. It's the weather just goes mad. It bears no relevance to anything you learn or in the books.
And what was the damage extent after that one afternoon?
From memory, we didn't actually lose any houses because it came through in waves. We were able to preserve pretty well all the structures. We lost a lot of sheds, we lost a lot of stock, we lost a lot of fencing, but it was nowhere near like the Victorians are facing.
So it's hard to compare, I guess, isn't it, to the Victorian fires, but how did you feel when you saw that happening over the last week?
Just thankful it wasn't me. It could have been. We had some very rough weather on the last week, and we were just praying that nothing was going to happen here.
What are those people going through right now?
Shock, mainly. They won't realise what's happened probably for a week or more, and then it'll slowly start to sink in what actually happened.
And the recovery process, how does that work?
It takes years. You never quite get over it, I don't think. I never lost anything in the fire. My home at the time was outside the fire range, so I was a volunteer brought into the area. And mind you, only a mile or two away, but luckily I lost nothing, so it wasn't too bad for me.
Is it the mental scars that are the hardest to get over? Or?
Probably, yeah. It really sets you back, especially when you can see there's nothing left. And as I said, we lost no houses in that blaze, which was fortunate, but to see the rest of the countryside just turn to ash is just horrific.
So how do people, for people listening who might have friends or relatives over there, how do they begin to heal, I guess? Is it as easy as that?
I think humans are very resilient. They'll just pick up where they left off. People have gone through wars. People are going through wars. This is just very much the same thing. They will just pick up and keep going.
So you liken it to a war?
Very much so, because, well, they've lost, 170-plus people now. Could well have been a war zone. And the amount of buildings they've lost, their lives were in danger, not from a bullet, but from natural circumstances.
Well, 26 years on, Claire's recovered, do you think? And, what's the future looking like now?
Oh, the future's looking very good. Yes, Claire's recovered, but it still could happen here. We've got beautiful equipment. We're getting more and more support. We've got air support in the district now, which we never had up until a couple of years ago. We still only have the same number of fire trucks, basically, we had on Ash Wednesday, and we still have about the same number of volunteers.
So Claire's prepared, do you think, more this time around?
Oh, definitely more prepared, but it doesn't mean we can do anything about it if nature wants to take its course.
And I guess, you know, the hotter weather's over for the meantime. That must help things as well. You must be able to sleep a bit easier at night.
Not really. We're only in February. Last year we had a heat wave in March. We've got 2 months to go yet. This is only a little lull in the system. I wouldn't get complacent yet.
So what do you say to people who are listening?
Listen to what the CFS are telling you. Clean up. Get your fire plan ready. If there are any volunteers who want to join us, by all means. But basically, you've got to protect yourself. We'll help, but we cannot do the lot.
And, of course, you're hoping you'll never see anything like you did 26 years ago.
I'm hoping, but we nearly had it 2 years ago. It got very close, but we managed to hold that mainly with air support. Yes, I pray we never see it, but I wouldn't say we won't.
So what made the difference that day? 2 years ago?
2 years ago, we had air support. We were the only fire going in the state at the time, and we had this sky crane up. We had about three helicopters, three or four fixed wings, and we also have a much more rapid response of ground units than we had in those days.
Okay, so that was the fundamental difference, having that extra support?
That's the biggest difference, and all the vehicles are new. They've got high-pressure pumps on them. We're a lot more organised regarding water. We now have mains water in the valley, which we didn't have up to about 4 years ago. So a lot of things have changed.
Well, I know a lot of people in Clare remember your efforts 26 years ago, and it was such a great effort from the CFS back then. And here's hoping that we don't see anything like it again, Chris, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.